Monday night, Chodesh Halvados, Shaar Avodos Avokim, Perek Shlishi, page Pei Tes, and we're talking about the superiority of Ha'ora Sichlis over Ha'ora Toronis, and he's been through five different reasons or five ways in which it's superior, and we're up to reason number six. The Ofen Ashishi, the last four lines on Daf Peites, a very, very short reason, very interesting. He says, Shehamishma'as habo'o al yedei ha-Torah, that's Ha'ora Toronis, being obedient, do this, don't do this, hitachas yecholes ha'odah. A person can handle that, or as much as he can handle anything else. I mean, we really can't do anything without Hashem enabling us, but it's a normal thing. Like, you eat breakfast, you put on tefillin, you have your tefillin, you go into shul, and you put on your tefillin. So a person can do this. It's something he can accomplish. It's within the realm of his ability to do, just like it's anything that he does. Like, he walks outside, he crosses the street, so he can put on tefillin, he can put on sitzes, he can hear the shofar. He takas yecholas adam. In his kavein, if he plans to do it, he sets his alarm clock, and, you know, he gets up his koning law, he prepared, he made a plan, and he carries it out. Veinu nimnas l'dorsha. So anybody can put on tefillin. You go to the store, you buy a pair of tefillin, you set your alarm clock, you wake up in the morning, put on tefillin. You go to the store, you buy matzah, you go home, you make a seder, you set the table, and you have a seder, and you eat your matzah. It's part of the normal, it's under a person's jurisdiction. Okay, what is his point? What is he saying? Listen. Aval ha-mishmas ha-bo al-yedei ha-oras ha-secha. The humbleness, the humility, the hachno'ah, the kniya to Hashem, which comes out of the sense of gratitude. Eino nishlemes la'odam, you really can't develop it properly. Ela al yedei siyua godol v'chizuk sheyielo me'es Hashem yisale. It's too hard. It's very, very hard. To really, you're talking about a relationship with Hashem. We never, Chavi Lovers doesn't use these words, but really the difference between, I mean, he's talking about all the differences, but an underlying theme of the difference between Ha'ora Sichlis and Ha'ora Toronis is that in Ha'ora Sichlis, it's like we say, you're developing a relationship with Hashem. You feel gratitude. You feel all the right feelings. You feel what you're supposed to feel in tefillin. That's what's called in Halavah. It's in sitzes, in matzah, in kriyashma, in Shaar HaBechina type thinkings. You're one-on-one with Hashem. You have a relationship with Hashem. With the Oratoranus, you don't necessarily do it. You're obedient. You know, you do this, you do this. Don't do this, you don't do this. You're listening to him. I mean, you have a relationship like a mitzaveh and someone listening to the tzivui. That's not called a relationship. I think the depth of what the Chodesh Halvados is saying here is that in a relationship, you need the other person. I can't make a relationship with you if you don't want to. Right? I go out with a girl, I want to make a relationship with her. If she's cold, if she doesn't want, so then there's no relationship. I can't do... That's a superiority of Ha'ora Sichlis, of Ha'ora Toronis, is that Hashem has to be involved. Hashem has to want to... He says it, that Hashem has to... It's not nishlam. It can't be completed unless Hashem is there for you. I think, Poshut, that's the nature of a relationship. So Hashem has to show that he's open to it. I can't make a relationship with you unless you show me... I won't. I mean, you show me signs that you're ready for one, that you also want one, that my efforts won't be in vain, that I'm not just, you know, making a fool out of myself. She says... Hamishmas habor yedei ha'oros ha'seichel eino nishlemes la'odam. It's not complete. Ela al yedei siyua godol V'chizik she'yeh lo me'yes Hashem yisala. Ki yicholos adam, the ability of a person on his own, bilti maspiko mi baladei kach. Going over to Daf Tzadik. Can't. Maybe it's too hard. Maybe there's too many distractions. Maybe you won't. Maybe the pull of chumrius that we had in Perek Beis, the pull of gashmius, which is the reason for Ora Toronis in the first place, because the pull of not feeling this way towards Hashem has the strengths of Perek Beis. It had a tremendous head start. It has a lot of allies. It gets a lot of exercise. All these things we learned in Perek Beis are true. So he says, really, how do you develop this? How do you develop it? He says, Hashem has to help you. And I'm adding to that. Hashem has to help you because in a relationship, Yitaka can't do it one-sided. You need the other person to come towards you. So that's what he says. So it's a superiority. The fact that you can't do it on your own, that you have to invoke Hashem's help, and that you have to involve Hashem in the development of the... He's saying a very deep thing here. You have to involve Hashem in the development of the relationship with Him. It's not just like you're sitting here and... Because we think of Hashem as this far-off, distant, like, being that's not real. It's Hashem. So I'm sitting here deciding if I love Him, if I fear Him. We don't think of it as a two-way street. And that's what the famous Halbavis is saying. You can't just sit here and decide that you're gonna, like, wow, look what Hashem does for me, how can I pay Him back? You have to feel like Hashem is there in the room with you, and He's with you, and you say, well, how can I pay you back? But you know, Baruch Atah Hashem, you're saying. Modem Anachnu Lecha, Hashem is there. You don't think Modem Anachnu Lo. Hashem, you know, this figure, this father figure that's somewhere in Shemayim. That's what he's saying. So that's the superiority of you're engaging Hashem in your life, and you're invoking Him and helping you in being there and being part of the relationship. Mashenk and Ha'ora Toronis, you know, you have the Torah, you have the Mishnah Berurah, you look up what to do. You do it, you never think twice about Hashem. Ki yicholos adam bilti maspiko mi baladeh. Kach. That's tzaddik. Ulefikach ata motse shehachosid olam hashalom chozer mispalo lefnei Hashem yisale l'sayo oleho ba'ashrei smimei dorech. So you see, if you remember the fifth thing he said, which... possible. We did just learn it last night. It's possible. Right? So, last night he talked about David HaMelech. David HaMelech says strange things in Kuf Yutes. He quoted a bunch of psukim in Kuf Yutes in the last paragraph. He said, Horeini Hashem Derech Ukecha Adricheini Minasiv Mitzvol Secha Galei Nai Vabitin Aflos Mitorah Secha. Like, it's not, you know, you want to say, you know, help me do the mitzvahs, okay. Like, what are these things he's talking about? The nesiv mitzvah secha, and let me see the concealed aspects of Torah, and let my heart be noted. Like, something's, he's not talking about a straightforward thing. So yesterday, the Chabad Halbavitch said, because he's talking about Ha'ara Sichlis. He's not talking about Ha'ara Torah. Ha'ara Torah is a straightforward. You don't ask Hashem, you know, open my eyes into your Torah. Go to the shelf, take out a Gemara, and learn. What do you want from me? No. Go learn Gemara. He means, so the Chabad Halbavitch understands these psukim that are talking about some nebulous treasure. It's beyond what it says in the Torah. It's talking about Ha'ara Sichlis. That's what he said yesterday. Today, in Ha'ofan Ashishi, he's saying just the very fact that David HaMelech turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and is constantly, in the whole Kuf Yutess, he's pleading with Hashem to help him. What do you need so much help for? You know? I mean, yeah, you need Hashem's help for everything. You need Hashem's help to cross the street. But you don't, like, you don't make such an issue of it. You know, we don't. It's great if you're aware of it that Hashem helps you cross the street. But you don't write a whole Kuf Yutess, Hashem helped me cross the street. He's saying Kuf Yutess is this what he's talking about now. The whole Kuf Yutess is David, what is he invoking Hashem's help? To help him make Bechira? To help him choose the right way? Kuf Yutess is a plea to Hashem to help him reach this higher level of understanding. Ha'arasichlis. It's a tremendous chiddush. Saying that's what Kuf Yutess is about. Kuf Yutess, you know, in a big parak with 176 psukim. Kuf Yutess, with all of its phrases, and every pasuk is talking about chukecha and edosecha and torasecha, and it's not just you could have something to say by the kevel. It's 176 psukim of different ways Hashem can help you in Torah. So what are we talking about? Put on tefillin tomorrow, I'll blow shofar. He's saying that's what David HaMelech spends Kuf Yutess asking Hashem to help him in, to develop a relationship with Hashem, and Hashem therefore is involved in the relationship. Like I say, you say Atah, he's in the room with you. You're not deciding what your attitude should be towards your uncle that lives 80 million miles away, and you're deciding if you should like him or not. That's not a relationship. That's just deciding about how you feel about him. It's much, much more personal than that. It's a two-way street. So you have Hashem here, and you, wow, thank you, unbelievable, Shkoya, wow. And that takes Ezer Hashem, and it takes Hashem's involvement, and that's what he said, that's highly superior to Ha'ara Toronis, in which you just, you know, you open Mishnah Berurah and you keep on trucking, you're a good soldier, which is a big mile, you get Olam Haba for it, but you have missed the chance, as we say, to develop this relationship with Hashem. Okay.